And a couple of country affiliated players, Ben Gunter, formerly from Gunnedah, and of course Jack Cornelison, son of Greg, playing for the Wild Knights, the team from Japan.
Yeah, so they've got a few Aussies in that side. Robbie Dean's coached Wild Knights. It's where David Pocock was for his sabbatical. So they've got quite a plethora of international players, and a lot of them seem to be from Australia. So it's good to see those young blokes getting a gig up there and having a crack, and I'm sure they'll be relishing Australia at the moment. I'm sure it's pretty cold in Japan, so they'll be loving a bit of heat up in Brizzy and getting to run around and play a bit of tent.
Waratahs had a couple of trials so far?
Just the one over in Queenstown against the Highlanders last Friday. We went down by, I think we went down by 20 points in the end, or 25 it would have been. Mate, it was quite encouraging. The scoreline doesn't suggest that it would be, but won the first third, and I think if we didn't win the last third, we would have gone close. We just played poor field position against the Highlanders, which you can't do in that middle third. So we played 3 30-minute thirds, and yeah, we just played poor field position and didn't really play smart into the wind in the middle third there, and they sort of put 4 or 5 tries on us pretty quickly after we were leading in that first break. So, yeah, look, there were some things we definitely need to work on around our defence and our game management, particularly our turnover defence, but the good thing is, you know, about trials is they don't cost you 4 points, so I've had the chance to go back and do a bit of work on that this week.
Now, leading into the season, 2017 was pretty ordinary. Now, with a roster like, you've got Foley, Hooper, Gordon, Curtis Rayner, Kirtley Beale, Israel Folau and Paddy Ryan, it should be a much better 2018 season.
Yeah, I think, look, mate, some things aren't in our control, but I think the things that we can control, like our fitness preparation, making sure we get across our detail, working hard during the pre-season, those things I think we've done well this pre-season. So, yeah, we've got a good test next week on Thursday night at Brookvale Oval. We're playing the Rebels, who are obviously a lot stronger than they have been in recent years, and there's probably been a bit of a culture shift down there under David Vessels. Yeah, I think it'll be a really good test to see where we're at next week when we'll probably bring in majority of our Wallabies. I don't know if Beale will play, got a bit of a niggly elbow, but apart from that, we'll bring most of our guys back, and Dempsey's out with his hamstring. But apart from that, we'll bring everyone in and see where we're at, and that'll be the real test for sort of where we're going and where we're at.
Well, let's hope it's a great season for the Waratahs. One last question, how's the golf?
Mate, it's not too bad. It's not as bad as it has been when I've spoken to you in the past. I've been playing a bit. Been playing a bit down at Sydney's Bonnie Doon, which is a nice track, and there's a goat track up in Bondi called Bondi Golf Course, Bondi Golf and Diggers Club. So that's a little par 3 course up there. And yeah, I've been getting out and having a hit with the boys. It's been good fun, actually. It's a good time of year for a bit of golf. So not as bad as it has been. Not as good as it has been either. How's yours?
It's okay. So we'll wait for a rematch. So all the best, and let's hope it's a good season for the Waratahs.
Cheers, Louie. Talk to you soon.